Organizers of the anti-war movement say there will be protests in more than 500 communities today against the war in Iraq. The last several weeks have seen frequent protests here in downtown Washington, D.C. More protests are planned throughout the day in front of the White House, Congress, and other locations in the Capitol. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on Capitol Hill. What do the protests look like this morning there?
So far this morning, Bob, they're pretty light. There are a few people kind of trying to find a center point to meet with other protesters, but pretty much it's me and the police in the rain this morning.
Are there any mass national protests planned?
Organizers say that that would be really hard to do, especially since they weren't sure of the time, the date that this war would start. And so what they've done is create a massive list of smaller community sorts of protests, vigils, walkouts, civil disobedience that's planned around the country. So we're likely to see many, many smaller actions, but no massive march on Washington.
There's a plan for a bicycle protest to tie up traffic in Washington?
That's true. I think the organization is called Critical Mass, and they've been successful before in organizing bicycle protests throughout the streets of Washington to kind of snarl traffic, especially to keep congressmen, to sort of aggravate congressmen on their way to the Capitol. And they are expected to be snaking through the streets of Washington this morning. I'm sure the police will be following closely behind.
They should have no problem. A fellow with a tractor did that for 3 days until yesterday.
Yeah, likely to further aggravate some citizens of Washington, D.C., yes.
What's the reaction from Congress to the war so far?
Well, Congress this morning, of course, you've had opponents and of the action in Iraq and so on, but this morning many congressmen have released statements, even those who were against action in Iraq, they have released statements supporting the troops and President Bush as commander in chief. This morning, the whole Congress is expected to take up resolutions in both the House and the Senate supporting the troops now that they're over there.
But you're all alone up there? Nothing going on?
Not much going on so far. I talked to a couple of police officers who also were kind of waiting for them to show up. There are a few people who look a little lost, but I think that's mostly due to the rain, the cold, and rush hour. We'll see what happens later in the day. There are protests expected at the White House and throughout Washington, D.C. at different agencies.
Are protests, the anti-war movement today, has any kind of national coordination, and how does that work?
There is. There are several groups. MoveOn.org is one of them that supported the inspections process. The one that's keeping this massive list of more than 500 protests is called United for Peace and Justice. And it's actually a conglomeration of a whole bunch of different special interest groups ranging from, African issues to, arms control, who have come together, and also Christian organizations that have come together to protest the war. And they're all planning things together.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol.